The second quarter is officially over, and anybody with money in the stock market is thankful for it. The Dow finished down nearly 10% for the quarter, S&P and NASDAQ losing about 12%. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. He joins us now with analysis and what we can look forward to in quarter number three. Arthur Stein, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy.
Well, let's talk about what this is going to mean for our TSPs and our retirement plan. I mean, what happens now?
Well, it was, as you say, a very bad quarter, you know, double-digit declines in most of the indexes. And most stock indexes, you know, are down for the year. For instance, the C fund in the TSP is down 6.65% for the year. The I fund is down 14% for the year, you know, really large declines. One thing, if you're looking for some good news, the one thing we can definitely say, though, is over the last 12 months, all the TSP funds are showing solid gains. C funds up 14.5%, S funds up a whopping 24%, and the I funds up about 4.8%. The other thing I would point out is that last quarter was not a good quarter for the L funds. All the L funds declined last quarter, and even year to date, three of the L funds are down for the year. So for TSP investors and for, you know, investors in general, it's just not a pretty picture. It was very volatile this quarter. There's a lot to worry about, including, you know, we're once again worried about countries going bankrupt, being unable to pay their debts. Previously, this was a crisis with Iceland and then Dubai, now Greece, and now people are worried about Spain, and then there's a whole bunch of other bad news about the U.S. housing market. So it's kind of scary. You know, a lot of great investors think when things are scariest, it's the best time to invest. John Templeton, a very famous investor, once said the best time to invest is when there's blood in the streets. And certainly, for people who are working, is a very this could be a great opportunity to buy into the C and the S and the I fund when they're less expensive.
And Art, just give us an idea of where the general level of TSP is relative to the highest heights before the financial crisis, and where they are relative to the low point of the stock market.
Well, you know, the C fund is down over the last 10 years, so. You know, again, a horrible result. The S and the I fund have small gains over the last 10 years. Of course, investors are not in those funds for small gains. When you go back longer term, you know, now we're talking 20 years, then you see more normal relationships or what historically we were, you know, had expected to see, which was a C fund and the S and the I fund then would be outperforming the G fund. But we haven't seen that in a long time. I mean, 10 years is a long time. You know, if you're working, you've been investing, this looked good for you because at some point we hope the market's going to go up and those people who've been consistently buying at the lower prices are going to feel very smart.
What does Wall Street like? And the reason I ask is because we're just getting word now about unemployment numbers. Unemployment rate has fallen to 9.5%, which is better, but the payrolls have dropped by more than 125,000 because all those census jobs are now ending. So does Wall Street even care about that sort of thing?
Yeah, Wall Street cares a lot. I mean, one of the reasons the market's down is because, you know, unemployment is still very high. We've seen very little progress on that. And certainly, I mean, it's great that the unemployment rate went down, but 9.5% is disastrously high. And as you say, you know, frequently when they look at the details of the unemployment report, it, you know, looks different than the overall number. You know, the housing market has been a disaster. I mean, it's just, it's really the recent statistics on the housing market, really bad. Of course, auto sales are up. There's some good news. Mortgage rates are very low. Anybody who is refinancing or buying a house, this is a great opportunity because mortgage rates are so low. So there is some good news. But in terms of what Wall Street likes or doesn't like, I mean, they like higher earnings. That's what they want to see. I mean, really, earnings long term, that's what drives the market. and earnings have been pretty good. You know, the earnings reports that have been coming out, but we really haven't seen that reflected in stock prices. And I think it's just because there's so many unknowns.
We're speaking with certified financial planner Arthur Stein. And so good, strong earnings may or may not portend employment. I guess you'd have to look at backlogs and lead times and those kinds of economic indicators to really see what's behind the earnings to indicate if employment's going to go up, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and, you know, one of the reasons that earnings have been good is because companies haven't been hiring people. They've just been producing more with, you know, fewer people. That's good for earnings. They've done various other cost-cutting things. But that's good for earnings. It's not good for employment, and it's not something that's going to continue to drive earnings over a long period of time. So, you know, again, just lots of unknowns. I mean, I could name more. I mean, we're now very worried about the financial strength of quite a few states and cities and local governments. That's not a good thing. And, you know, it seems like maybe we've reached a point where lower interest rates certainly have not driven the housing market higher. They haven't even driven the refinancing of mortgages much higher. So, you know, it's scary to think maybe we've reached a point when lowering interest rates and low interest rates don't have the impact that they used to have.
Well, before we let you go, I got to say, this is a long holiday weekend. People are getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. We invite you to leave us with a bit of good news. This has been kind of a dark live shot. Give us a little bit of happy to look forward to. There's got to be something good out there.
Well, there's a lot of good news for federal employees and retirees. I mean, they have great pensions. People who are still employed, who are federal employees, have, you know, great job security. And they look better than, you know, the bulk of the American people. Great health care. I mean, they're just in a very solid position. And they need to look at this as, you know, perhaps an opportunity or something that certainly doesn't affect their pensions, which is huge.
So it's a good weekend to pop open a hot dog and put some beer on the grill.
Well, I don't put the beer on the grill. And pop open a beer and put the hot dogs on.
Ah, that's what it is. See why I'm a lousy investor. I got everything backwards.
I was just going to say, Tom, it's like buying high and selling low.
Yeah, a story of my life.
Yeah.
Arthur Stein, a certified financial planner. Have a great holiday weekend, Arthur.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It is, oops, no, Tom's yours.
It's 8:39, still ahead on Federal News Radio 1500 AM as I prepare to pop open the hot dogs for the weekend.
I can't, what I have to deal with. See, now our audience gets it.